The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 8th of January. In your Squiz today, counting the cost of Australia's bushfire disaster, a stampede at the burial of Qassem Soleimani, the case for running a marathon, and squizzing in the shower. This is your Squiz today. Starting with the property losses due to Australia's bushfire disaster, Claire, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service yesterday said over 1,500 homes have been lost across the state since the start of this bushfire season. In Victoria, more than 200 homes have been lost, 56 homes on Kangaroo Island in South Australia, plus more on the mainland, and the list goes on in other parts of the country.
The Insurance Council yesterday went to Canberra and met with the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. They say that the estimated damage bill from bushfires across the country since September is $700 million. But of course, we're just at the start of all of this. We're only halfway through summer. There's more dangerous conditions to come. Friday is looking like a particularly hot day in the southeast of the country, and they can expect more claims, they say.
Plenty of fires still burning, too many to count. And whilst there are many amazing stories of generosity, Claire, kindness, bravery coming out of this tragedy, on the flip side, The Australian yesterday reported that police have arrested 183 people for lighting bushfires across a number of states over the past few months.
Very sad to see that. Also sad to see isolated reports of looting. And there's a warning from the ACCC, the consumer regulator, that there's fundraising scams going about as well.
Yeah, just be careful where you donate your money. In your episode notes is a link to some credible places. To other news, and there's been a number of funeral events held for Iranian military commander Qassem Soleimani, who was killed by a US drone attack last week, those across both Iran and Iraq, and attended by up to a million people. Now in his hometown, the crowd at his planned burial has caused a stampede, Claire, killing 56 people and injuring many more.
Yeah, they've had to delay the actual burial of Soleimani because of the crowd. Those events have also been coupled with crowds cheering anti-American slogans over that US drone strike. Pundits remain very concerned that it will spiral into a conflict. It's also spooked international markets. Gold has hit a near seven-year high. Investors are looking for somewhere safe to park their money, and gold is somewhere that they always rush to. The NRMA yesterday also said that we can expect prices to go up at the Bowser if things continue to escalate.
Yeah, our shortcut on the US and Iran's relationship is worth a listen for the context on that one. This one's been big in the UK, Claire. A 19-year-old British woman who can't be named for legal reasons was found guilty of fabricating claims of rape.
So what's happened is she was working in a resort in Cyprus, and in July she went to police alleging that she was gang raped by a group of 12 Israeli men. One of them was a guy she was having a relationship with while working at that resort. The men were arrested. They denied the allegations. She was then questioned by police without a lawyer for more than 7 hours, and she retracted her statement. And what reports have said is that the Cyprus police have quite a record of pressuring women to withdraw rape and domestic violence allegations. So there's been a lot of attention on this one. She was then detained, she was charged, and she was found guilty with making a false report. And there was a concern that she would be jailed. She was sentenced, though, yesterday, and has received a suspended jail sentence, which means that she can return home. But her legal team will continue to appeal that sentence. And meanwhile, there's lots of attention on Cyprus for the way it treats women, particularly about these sorts of claims.
Changing tone completely now, and researchers in London have found that running just one marathon can shave years off your vascular age. What's our vascular age, Claire?
It's really when you get into the heart and have a look at the arteries and the health of them. if you're not really looking after yourself that well, your heart can actually be older than your actual physical age. So that's a whole thing. But what these researchers have done is say that if you give a marathon a go, the training for that and actually doing that marathon of 42.195 kilometres can be really good for your arteries and can get some elasticity back in those arteries.
Just one marathon in your lifetime, people. Let's do it. I've done it yet.
Although good news is that the British Heart Foundation says that smaller amounts can actually really deliver very similar good health outcomes. So you might not need to do the full marathon.
Okay, just get running.
Yeah, exactly.
A message now from EdStart, the Aussie company making it easier to manage school fees. We hate to burst the holiday bubble, but as you start to think about a new year, the family budget, something that may be lurking in the back of your mind are school fees and paying for new uniforms, laptops, iPads, school trips, all of that stuff. EdStart get that this can be a somewhat stressful thought and can make it easier to manage with their simple, flexible payment plans. Head to edstart.com.au to find out more and get an estimate. I'll also include that link in your episode notes. And if it's something that you decide to take up, you can use the code SQUIZ2020 to receive a $200 cashback once they pay your first school invoice of $5,000 or more. Now, we've talked about deepfakes, Claire, before, but it would be more than fair enough if people can't quite remember what it means. I had to do a re-Google of this one. Quick recap, a deep fake is when a video or audio clip, an image is manipulated so that it appears to be real, often used for videos of politicians, for example, to make it appear they're saying things they haven't actually said. They're then shared across social media, and this is causing headaches for the likes of Facebook.
It is, because they're vowed with all of the attention that's been on them over the sort of content that they host on their platform, that they're going to really monitor these things more closely. So yesterday it released guidelines saying that it will remove videos if they've been edited in ways that aren't particularly obvious to the average person, or if they mislead a viewer into thinking that a person in a video has said words that they actually haven't said. The disclaimer, though, is that they won't go there if the videos are for parody or satire. So it's a very difficult line to walk, that one, as you say, particularly
as
they come into an election year.
And whilst we're talking tech, CES is a huge annual trade show held in Las Vegas that showcases new products and technologies in the consumer electronics industry. Some pretty funky stuff on show, Claire.
Yeah, and there's, of course, the big themes like what artificial intelligence and, you know, the Internet of Everything is going to at the moment. But as you say, those nifty and novel creations have really captured my attention anyway. There's a robotic cat. Apparently, robotic dogs have been the thing in the past, but cats are making a resurgence. There's a wristband that can tell you what you should and shouldn't eat based on your DNA and how your chemistry is going at the time. And also, the one that I really like that I think I would actually go and buy is a rubbish bin that ties up the bag for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the simple things, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that's life-changing.
Well, and also, I noticed that there was one out there for squizzers, I think. We know there are a lot of squizzers who listen to the Squiz Today podcast in the shower each morning. Did you see there's a new shower head with a smart speaker and an Amazon Alexa voice assistant built in, so you can tell your shower to play the Squiz Today podcast and away it goes.
Look, the whole world is going to change with technology. Isn't that amazing?
Each day, the Squiz Today email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got today?
I've gone for the story about getting your huffy puffy on with the marathon and making your heart better. So it's Sia's I've Got a Thick Skin and an Elastic Heart.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Don't often talk about our elastic hearts, but Sia really nailed it with that one.
There you go.
It's made for it. Thanks so much for tuning into the Squiz Today podcast. As always, if you like it, please leave us a review. Please tell other people about us. It's the number one way that we grow. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.